And we're getting astonishing reports in that Tripoli has fallen to the rebels. Gaddafi has surrendered, and his sons are in captivity. We are going straight to our reporter, Patsy Flakjacket, who's on the front line in Tripoli, witnessing these historic events as they unfold. Patsy, talk us through these extraordinary scenes you've been witnessing.
Yes, John, there's no doubt at all that these are extraordinary and historic scenes which we've been witnessing here in Tripoli. I can tell you that the streets are full of jubilant men with beards firing their guns into the air with a mood of joyful celebration.
And what's the latest news on Gaddafi himself? Can you confirm these reports that he has surrendered?
Yes, well, indeed, John, there are undoubtedly these reports that Gaddafi has surrendered, but I have to emphasize at this time that this has not yet been confirmed. What I can tell you, because I've been witnessing it firsthand on the television in the hotel where all we reporters are embedded, is that scarcely a kilometre or two from where we're sitting, there are bearded men running through the streets, firing guns into the air, confirming that something very important is going on.
I'm going to have to stop you there, Patsy, because in the studio we have Eugene Narx, who is Professor of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of Neasden. Professor Narx, these are extraordinary and historic scenes that we are witnessing. Would you say that this is the moment when the Arab Spring has finally turned to glorious summer?
Yes, indeed. These are indeed extraordinary and historic scenes. And I think we can truly say that this is the moment when the Arab Spring has finally turned to glorious summer.
I'm going to have to stop you there so we can go back to Patsy Flakjacket for the latest on these extraordinary and historic events she is following at first hand from a hotel room in Tripoli. Patsy, talk us through what's going on.
Yes, well, John, it seems that those unconfirmed reports of the surrender of Gaddafi and his sons have not yet been confirmed. In fact, John, as you can hear from the sound of those NATO bombs, you can tell that it's by no means over yet.
So, would you say, Patsy, that talk of the Arab Spring turning to summer could perhaps be a little premature?
Yes, John, it's too early to tell precisely what is going on, but it may well be the case from what we are seeing here in our hotel that things are not quite as clear as they looked a few minutes ago. We've just heard a confirmed report that our unconfirmed report about the surrender of Gaddafi and his sons was probably definitely a bit premature, as we've just seen a Libyan TV film of Gaddafi making a defiant speech rallying support from his loyal followers.
Professor Narx, we've clearly reached the end game. What happens next?
Well, I think the one thing that is clear is that there is great uncertainty about what might follow the overthrow of Colonel Gaddafi, and that we really are, at this stage, in the dark, both about what is likely to happen in the future, and indeed as to what is happening right at this very moment.
Let's go back to Patsy in her hotel room. Patsy, talk us through the mood in your hotel room, where you're being held hostage by Gaddafi's minders. Is it one of celebration, apprehension, or just total confusion?
Yes, well, John, I think I can confirm that this is a combination of all three. The one thing we're absolutely certain of is that we haven't the slightest idea what's going on, so back to you in the studio.